Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, hour number 2 of a 3-hour show. We're broadcasting live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. We got Randy Mueller, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour.
Chris, real quick, a guy that you know really well and covered the NBA, Curtis Bunn. Yep. Remember Curtis, who covered for the Daily News and for Newsday and went to Atlanta, covered the Hawks. Well, he's a news side reporter now, Chris, for NBC Black. It's a part of NBC News where they cover the black community.
Right.
And I thought this was interesting. He sent me this story. I didn't get to read it yet, Chris. I'm going to send it to you. But he spent a night, you ready, in a former plantation, so visitors kind of confront their painful past, and he spent a night in this plantation in Charleston, South Carolina, to see what it was like. And I'm assuming the accommodations are, you know what I mean, whatever the slaves went through or whatever. Wow. Would you be interested in that? I just thought that was, I want to read his story, but That must be something.
I don't know, honestly. I you know, when I went to Senegal in Africa, West Africa, mm-hmm. where a lot of African Americans are from, they say about 25%.
Right.
I went to Gorée Island where they had the slave dungeons. And, you know, I went through there and, you know.
That must have been horrific.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, I've read a lot of African history and African American history, so I had kind of come to grips with that. You know what I mean? So by the time I got there, it wasn't it wasn't that bad for me. But I do think as African Americans, whenever it is, when you first start reading a lot of the history, which we're not really taught a lot about in school, certainly not our generation, and you come into contact with that and start reading it, or like you said, see it at a plantation. The first time, it's going to... You're going to be upset. You're going to be angry. Like when people watch Roots.
Right.
Remember
that, that's what people don't understand. Like when Roots was on ABC, a miniseries, and I don't know, Chris, was it Seven Nights or whatever
1977, yeah, I believe.
Like that was everybody black, I'm not even kidding you, went to school mad the next day.
No doubt.
Like,
because
you saw that and you were like, what? Is that really what went on?
Yeah. Like, and the Roots, Rob, and I love Roots. Like I watch it every few years.
Yeah, it was tremendous.
Great. But Rob, it was sanitized.
No.
You know, it was
they
really got into the personalities of the slaves, which was good. But it wasn't, it made it look, I watched one film about slavery and it said it made the thing on the tagline was, it makes Roots look like the Jeffersons.
Right. No,
because slavery wasn't, as bad as Roots was, it just, they made it look a little more humanized.
Yeah.
I'm
going to read his story first, and then I'm going to make a decision. I'll send it to you, but it's on NBCNews.com or NBCBlack.com. So anybody's interested, I just wanted to throw that out.
I'm glad you threw that out. Okay, good. All right, Rob, you and I have ranted and raved about load management for a lot of nights on this show. And Steph Curry addressed the issue, and I give him credit, Rob, for addressing it, because we haven't seen heard many players address it. And he addressed it last night. I guess it was Rob G after their game. They got a win. But here's Steph talking about it.
I usually campaign to play every game, so that's the misconception about load management and how it goes. It's never the player that's usually saying, hey, I want to sit. So for all those people that are worried about that part of our league and all that, it's usually not the player that's going to the training staff and saying, hey, I don't have it tonight. It's usually the other way around, and there's a lot of science involved. So, yes, I will campaign to play, but we'll see how it goes.
Rob, I agree with him. I'm not saying every time. I think Kawhi Leonard, obviously has wanted to sit out and stuff. But I've talked to people around the league, and these are a lot of teams. These teams are fact. They say it before the season. They will go through the schedule and pick out games that certain players, like stars, aren't going to play. And now like you said, I guess you're going to say the player can always override it or whatever. But I think this is where the league needs to step in, Rob. Because if your own teams are essentially saying, Rob, an 82-game schedule is too much, we can't play it in the six-month period that the season is, then you either have to cut the games or you have to tell them, look, we've been playing 82 games for years. Kevin Garnett, Jason Kidd, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Michael Jordan, so on and so forth, had extended careers, long careers, and they played 82 games for the most part throughout their careers. So guys can play. You have to make one or the other. They have to decide. Not Rob, we've talked about the difficulty of settling this issue. If indeed Steph is right, and I think he is, that it is the teams, that's easier for the league to settle than if it's just players like, yo, I'll fake an injury. I need a break. I got back spasms tonight, which you can't prove. So I actually think this, if this is true, this does give the league a better chance of solving the issue.
I'm going to say boo on Steph for basically passing the buck off on the teams. I just don't believe, Chris, and I'm going to say it. If Steph Curry wanted to play every game or play all 82 games, there's no way the Warriors could stop him. I don't believe it. The league has been around for a long time. Guys have played 82 games. Chris, or you might play 80 in a season or 79. That's fine. I just don't buy it. I don't care what the science is.
Do you believe teams are suggesting the players, like, look, you should sit out this game?
Yeah, suggesting it, but they couldn't make them. I'm Chris, I don't know. If Michael Jordan was playing today, I just don't believe he would be taken off.
Look, I agree with that. Jordan fought to play as many games as he could.
You remember when he was hurt, when he was injured, he fought his way back. They told him to take out the rest of the season.
I agree with you that if Steph or any other star player was like, look, I am not sitting out. Two things can be true. That doesn't mean that the team isn't saying and recommending. And Steph even mentioned, I don't know if it was in our quote, but he says there's a lot of science to it. I'm sure these trainers are saying, look, Steph, our science, I don't know what term they're using, but tells us if you go tonight, there's a better chance of you getting hurt in this game or the next game or this week or something like that. And, you know, a lot of times a guy will go with the trainer. I get it. I think Jordan would be a problem nowadays because he'd be like, look, I'm playing. And I respect that. But I do think the teams deserve a lot of the blame. And you're right. They can override them.
And can I give you an example of a guy who does it? Dame Lillard, Chris. He has said that the team tells him before the season that they've identified a handful of games they think he should sit out. And guess what? But once the games arrive, he usually overrides them and he says he's playing. You can play if you really want to. Kevin Durant.
Dame's a guy, Rob, that played 29 games last year.
No, but I'm just saying.
He hasn't played 70 games since 2019.
Kevin Durant played, four playoff games last year. He still wound up getting hurt this year. Like there's no magic formula about if you only play 68 games instead of 82, you're going to be fresh in the postseason, or you're going to be healthy, or you're not going to get injured. I don't know what the science, they'd have to show me what science they're talking about, because I keep seeing guys get hurt. I keep seeing guys load manage, Chris. What is it? They still get hurt.
Right. We've talked about that ad nauseum, and I agree. I mean, we had a guy on last week who was like, look, we've had several, Rob, tell us this.
Right.
They're not building up the resistance, the body getting used to the resistance, you know, building up the resistance to the level of stress that you put on your body in an NBA game or, you know, in the NBA playoffs. So because you don't build up that tolerance anymore, because you don't practice as hard, you don't play as often in games, you aren't ready when the heat is turned up and you get hurt. I believe that. Rob, we've heard it from pitchers about why guys are getting injured more.
Right.
We've heard it from basketball doctors and trainers. I totally agree with you. But I do think there is science that these trainers are showing the players and the teams and saying, look, so-and-so is better off going 65 games this year. So these are the 17 he shouldn't play. And my thing is, Rob, if that's the case, and I think it is, then good. Because the league can now go to the teams and say, get rid of that science. We either cut the games or we're guys are going to play 80 games.
I'll tell you this right now, I had some odds with David Stern about some of the stuff he did. I didn't like the wardrobe.
He ruled with an iron fist.
Okay, but Chris, I'll say this: I don't believe this would be going on if he was still the commissioner of the NBA.
I agree.
I don't.
I totally agree.
I don't. I do not believe he would allow the league to shortchange the networks. Chris, we're paying a lot of money for games. Shortchange the fans who are people are struggling, Chris, to buy tickets to go to a game once or twice a year. This isn't a thing where when we were growing up and tickets were $15 to get into a game or whatever. You're talking about hundreds of dollars for people who are and then a $50 to park and $10 for a Coke and $15 for French fries. I mean, it's a lot of money to go out and enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
and to do that to fans, is not fair.
It's terrible.
Rob, and if you give them their money back, if you say within 24 hours, you let me know, I know it ain't going to happen, but then I would feel better that people could opt out of it. That's all I want to be. Let the fans opt out of the game the way that you're opting players out of the game.
I hear you. Rob, last night the Lakers played in Brooklyn and they're playing New York tonight. How many people do you think bought tickets to that game before the season or early in the season, said, man, I want to see LeBron and AD. Even AD, hey, he may be hurt, but I get to see LeBron. And then you go last night, and obviously LeBron.
That's their one trip to Brooklyn.
And LeBron is a LeBron has been an Iron Man throughout his career. He has generally played, so he's. I don't put him in the groups of these guys, and he's in his 20th year. That's a little different. But Rob, I mean, this you got young guys, Rob, just sitting out because the trainers or the team is telling them to. And Rob, again, to me, this is good news. Because the team can figure that, or the league can figure that out. Like you said, David Stern would figure that out.
He would.
I'm telling the teams, you're getting fined.
You remember he fined Pop $250,000 when he sat out four players in that big Miami game, Chris, which was a national game. He sent them all home on a commercial flight from Miami instead of playing them, and Stern was pissed.
Rob, it feels like two out of every three big games on TV, right? Big games on TV are missing one of the stars. Whether it's because he's hurt or whether it's because he's just sitting out for rest. But it really feels, that's not scientific, but that's what it feels like when there's so many games. It's like, man, this is a good one. And then you find out the star's not playing. So it's just, it's bad, man. And I hope they can get this thing settled. We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you agree with Steph Curry when he says it's the teams, not the players, who are pushing for low management? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as four correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas, to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. And then you'll have all your protection in one place. So bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Do you agree with Steph Curry that it's the teams, not so much the players, that are behind all this low management?
Tyson in Austin, Texas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tyson?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Good to have you, man.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I think it's a bunch of hogwash that Steph is talking about, because just like during the pandemic, these guys was complaining that they had nowhere to work out. And we're dealing with millionaires. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is their profession, right? And so, like, it's imperative that they take that money and invest in their health and fitness, build their bodies up, so that they can perform at the highest level. You know, so him saying that that the trainers are suggesting that they take the time off, I think that's a bunch of hogwash.
So you think he's just straight up lying?
Yeah.
Nah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Because he's proven like himself to be a man,
you know,
of integrity.
When they're talking about science,
he ain't getting up there just lying.
There's also science should be able to. There's also science out there that should be able to tell them how they could play 82 games instead of.
I can
all
tell
right,
you
thanks,
for
Tyson,
a fact
thank you. Thank
from
you.
Talking
Appreciate
to people
the
in the league, they do have numbers and data that are telling them players need to take days off. Now, we can disagree with that, but I'm just saying that is true.
But here's my issue, Chris, is what's the benefit? People are still getting
supposedly
hurt.
Supposedly
rest. People are still getting tired.
I agree with you, Rob,
in the
but
postseason.
I'm just saying,
that's what I understand what you're saying.
But don't you think, I think you believe that some of these trainers are saying that.
No, I do.
And
but I'm saying
data.
The results don't match. Is what I'm saying.
If you but could baseball is the same thing.
It's ridiculous.
And the results don't show that you can't, you know, throw more than 70 pitches a game.
Right. It doesn't make any sense when you know guys, Chris, pitched 300 innings.
Right.
We talked
Absolutely.
About it. Dwight Gooden had 18, Chris, complete games in a season. Some guys will never have 18 complete games in their career.
But some.
Right, most.
Right. Most. Most
he had 18.
Rob, wouldn't you? I think most, maybe half of the pitchers won't have a complete game in their careers.
Right. It might not. The way starting. It's going.
Right.
You got to pitch up, Chris. You could be pitching a perfect game and not be able to complete.
We've seen it. So I agree with you. I'm just saying, I do think the science, they're being shown this science because you see it in baseball and basketball.
No doubt. Let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. I don't think Steph is lying, but I think he's brainwashed because to me, the science and stuff is not in good faith because if you cut the season, they're still going to do it because they know they can't. It's accepted. And
yeah, like, I agree
like,
with that.
Like I remember years ago, the Brooklyn Nets rested players like the last game of the season. And like, it's a shame when you see players in the NFL like Winston playing through cracked ribs and these guys can't play NBA games.
No, it's ridiculous. And I'm not, look, there's, it's strenuous, of course, but there's no, Rob, it's just, it's maddening. And they need to be honest. They need to be honest with their consumers.
That's all. Just be honest. And you know what, Chris? If teams are sitting down and mapping out games before the season, you should put on your thing that Steph Curry's not
right.
playing this
that's
game.
That's a good point.
That's all.
If you already know, then tell
the consumer these games are games that he's not going to play. If I'm in Cleveland, Chris, and I saved up my money or I wanted to buy my kid a Christmas present to take him to see Steph, and they say on the schedule or whatever they send out, Steph Curry's not playing that game, then yep. I know to stay clear. That's yep. all.
No
all right,
doubt.
Let's squeeze in Andre in Massachusetts as well. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Rob, you're 100% right. Honesty is the best policy. And here's what it comes down to. Great players do not believe in load management. Great players don't believe in load management, and that's the end of the story. You take Nikola Jokic, two MVPs. He's played in 91% of his games since coming into the NBA.
That's a
Giannis,
perfect example.
Giannis, also, two more MVPs. He's played in 88% of his games since coming into the NBA. So these analysts for the teams, they got numbers, they got stats. That's great. So did Bernie Madoff, okay? At the end of the day, great players do not believe in load management.
But see, I think, Andre, going forward, you're going to see – you see Giannis sitting out a little here or there now this season. You know, you've even seen Jokic do it. So –
but their numbers are way higher, 91%.
No, they have been, but I think if this isn't put to a stop, Rob, I think it's going to happen, even those guys. I mean, heck, Giannis, too. He hadn't played 70 games, Rob, since 2019. Some of that's probably injury, but still. Don't tell me he hadn't been low managed.
Injury is something else.
And his minutes are always low.
I'm not mad at people get injured. Like Kevin Durant's injured. Last year, Kevin Durant, I remember that, you know, seeing that, Chris, when he got injured. I was at the game that he got injured. And was I bummed out? Yeah. I mean, I'm flying from L.A. That's my only game in Brooklyn that year. You know what I mean? I had
great
seats. I paid $300-something dollars to sit up close.
And you're super rich. Imagine the common man that you
are
forgot
you kidding?
About.
I cried like a baby because he wasn't in the game.
Randy Mueller's next, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is the man I want to talk to right now, Chris. Come on.
Give me two per. All right, former NFL Executive of the Year, now Fox Sports Radio NFL Analyst, our man Randy Mueller. Randy, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Randy, we're going to give up four draft picks for you so that you can keep doing the show, okay?
You better get $250 for a cup of coffee on the corner because that's about all I'm worth.
Randy, can we start there? I just think it's too much. I'm surprised by Denver to give up all the picks, not only for Russell Wilson and now for a coach. Where are you on this? It just seemed to be like they're acting out of desperation or like they've overpaid for this situation. Where are you?
Well, I think what they had in mind is a specific kind of coach. They needed one with some cachet. They needed one that could walk in the building and get the attention of a lot of people, including number three. And this was the one guy that could do that. So anytime you don't have a lot of options, you do back yourself into a corner and you have to pay, right? The worst deals I ever made was as a GM were the ones where I had no options. And I don't think they had many options besides Sean Payton. They couldn't hire an assistant. They couldn't go the route they had just come out of. That was a disaster. So I think they needed to do this. Frankly, I don't think what they paid, when you compare it to, for example, what the Buccaneers gave up for John Gruden or somebody like that, it pales in comparison. One number one pick, and it's late in the first round. I think they have kind of mortgaged their future already in Russell Wilson. Now this is insurance against trying to save that bad deal. So whether it's good or bad, we'll find out. Obviously, Sean's a good coach, so I think it'll be interesting to see how the hierarchy of the front office checks out.
Randy, who has a better winning percentage in the postseason? Is it Mike McCarthy with one Super Bowl or Sean Payton with one Super Bowl?
Boy, I do not know. You guys probably have the numbers in front of you. I think Sean Payton, the last 4 or 5 years in New Orleans, were very lacking. I know they had the Super Bowl run, but, you know, it's hard to say. It's all about really the people around you. And I think George Payton, who's the GM of the Broncos, will acquiesce. He's a good guy. He's a good person. He's not looking for a credit or any type of power struggle. So I think he will take a back seat to Sean. It's just a matter of how much you want the figurehead of a coach who can sometimes be impulsive to lead that group. So it'll be interesting to see how they reach balance. With regard to Mike, when Mike McCarthy took the Cowboys job, I was shocked that he never brought with it his offense or his ability to call plays, because that's what he had done his whole career. So I think that's the scary part, you know, for when you take a job like that, you don't get to be yourself. Now he does. With the offensive coordinator moving on, now the play calling and really the philosophy of the offense, you know, kind of moves back in Mike McCarthy's lap. So we'll see what he can do.
And well, just for the record, 53-51%. Mike McCarthy has a better percentage. That's it.
Go ahead. Let's Mike McCarthy, like you said, he's going to be taking over the play calling duties in Dallas, it seems. And there's a feeling among some out there, Randy, that his offense is outdated, right? Like, it was fine for 2015, but he's not as sharp as some of these younger minds, younger guys. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I do not. I think experience matters. And I think Mike has been involved now with Kellen Moore's offense. He's had his own version that he learned from the Paul Hacketts of the world and the West Coast system that he kind of evolved. And the reason I know this is when I was a GM of the Saints, he was our offense coordinator. And that was his first coordinator job. His offense really related to what kind of personnel he had. And I know there's some criticism of his last couple years in Green Bay. I don't think so. I think the biggest thing that's evolved to me is the rules. And so you can do certain things offensively now that you couldn't do years ago. So we'll see if Mike can come out of that. It makes your protection schemes a little bit different as well. I don't think Mike has ever fallen behind the times on that stuff. And frankly, I think he's been a really good play caller. So I know he's kind of given some of that away for periods of time while he was in Green Bay. But I would be anxious to see him do it again, because I always thought that was his strength. I thought as a play caller and as an offensive mind, I thought he was excellent. We'll see if he can make that happen in Dallas. And again, it's not all about them. We know they've got to get better. They've got to make Dak better. They've got to find some better receivers, some perimeter players that upgrade them. So there's a lot of things in really involved in Mike taking over that have to change for any offensive coordinator to be successful.
You've seen the news on Brock Purdy out at least 6 months, and if it's Tommy John surgery, he'll be out maybe a year or more.
Yep.
Do you think they should go after Tom Brady for a year, or if not, what do you think they should do about their quarterback situation?
Well, I think they have been all in on Trey Lance to start with. He had a broken leg and some ligament damage in his ankle. He's going to be fine. He's going to come back from that. The room itself, and I'm talking about the other quarterbacks, I'm not sure of. I don't think they know the extent, really, of how long Brock will be done. I would say this, if Tom Brady wanted to come, you could probably make sense of him coming for 1 year. Maybe Brock, you know, Purdy's not ready to go. But Trey Lance is a guy that they gave a lot to get. They think highly of him.
Yep.
He just got hurt this year. They really had given him the job. So I can't imagine them giving up on that now at this point. But I don't know how they say no to Tom Brady if the price is right and it's a 1-year deal. You're talking about maybe your future in Brock Purdy and or Trey Lance, spending a year behind Tom Brady, that might be worth quite a bit just in culture and work habits and really showing them how to do what they're going to do for the next 10, 12 years.
Yeah, so Brock Purdy can learn to take a walkthrough off and go to a wedding during the season. I'm just saying.
I knew that was coming.
You knew that was coming. All right, I just couldn't let that slide, Randy. But here's my thing. Is Shanahan, like, he gets no credit if Tom Brady comes and they win. Like, Shanahan is still trying to prove that he's that boy genius that everybody thinks. If you look at the last few Super Bowls in fourth quarters, this guy's been, I don't know, outscored 68-0 or whatever. He's been demolished. How does he get anything? Because all the talk will be about Brady winning a Super Bowl. Like, I don't see him wanting it. He wants to win with Brock Purdy or win with Trey Lance, and then he's that boy genius. He's not with Tom Brady.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that, Robin. And I learned this early on in the business, and maybe others don't feel the same way. But I know this. You'll get whatever you want in life if you can win. I don't care the industry, the business. If you win, whether it's notoriety, whether it's financial gain, whether it's credit, you're going to get that if you win. And I would not see Kyle Shanahan saying no to winning because I'd rather lose and do it my way. I just don't think he's wired like that. So I don't know. My question would be, can Tom Brady physically upgrade us at the quarterback position? We know what he can do the rest of the stuff. I don't know if what we saw the last half of this season would get me real fired up about even going with him on a one-year deal, because I think Brock Purdy did about what he could, what Tom would do on the field, and it sounds like they love Trey Lance enough to know that the athletic part of it matters as well. So I think that's the main question is, does Tom upgrade them on the field?
Help me here. When you see the Cowboys empty out their coaching staff, and I think the Jets got rid of a lot of coaches. Like, I don't understand, like, if you get rid of everybody, in Dallas, isn't that an indictment of Mike McCarthy, like, to feel like you have to clean house of a team that won 13 games? And I know you lost in the playoffs, but it just seems weird. Why not fire the coach? You've got to fire everybody else. How does that make sense for a guy like you who was in that seat as a GM to fire everybody?
I think I would go back and figure out originally who hired who. For example, somebody like Kellen Moore, who I know, I like, I think he's a good coach. Mike didn't really hire him. That was a Jerry hire, and he was a holdover from the last staff. There may be other guys on that staff that he did the same thing with. So maybe some of the changeover were actually Mike now getting to hire a coach or two that he didn't get to hire the first time around. I know there were a couple defensive coaches that he wanted to hire when he took the job and wasn't allowed to hire them, had to hire some other guys. So I guess before you say too much about, you know, the panic button being hit, I would like to know, and I don't know the answer to these questions, but who hired these guys initially and how many were holdovers? I do think this, and this usually is where they say history is a great indicator of the future. When coaching staffs get purged like this, it does a couple things. It puts the head coach definitely on the hot seat first and foremost the following year, and it really brings a light to the fact that he's the only guy to blame because all the arrows are coming at him. You're not going to blame a new coach. That guy's coming in. And I do think it hurts a little bit. The coaches you hire know you're kind of on a one-year deal. So I'm not sure if they have options, if they're willing to pull the trigger on coming where everybody knows it's going to be 1 year or they're going to make big changes.
All right, Randy, we appreciate the time and, of course, the knowledge. Thanks a lot.
Yes, Randy, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Sean Payton wasn't the only high-profile coaching hire today. We'll explain next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now LeBron with two, with one. Schroeder fires it up and in! And in! It goes! Schroeder at the buzzer!
Mid-court. Literally, mid-court. He just threw it out there.
But that's what you do.
Absolutely.
All right, that was the progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things easier, and they can help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're the Odd Couple, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, Rob, D'Amico Ryans to the Texans. Good for him. Got a head coaching job. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I just hope they give him time and allow that to happen. I'm always skeptical, Chris. I don't like the way that they do their business in Houston. And I just wonder if things don't go right away, do they still go out? To me, like, who am I thinking of? Josh, who's the guy they tried to hire, sneak in there? McCown? Josh McCown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's still lurking to me. We'll see. I'm hoping they give this guy. I know he played for them, and he has a connection to them, Chris, and I hope that it works out. And he gets enough time. He gets 3 years to see if he can turn this thing around. Anything less than that, it's just not. It's going to be bad news. So if you're going to really give him 3 years, let him put his handprints on this franchise and team, then I'm all for it. If this is things aren't going well in a year and a half or whatever, and we're not making enough progress, and this and that, and then you're making a move, then I'm disappointed.
Yeah, look, we've seen some foolishness from this team, so there's no question about it. But, and look, people can say, wow, after they did what they did to David Culley, giving him one season, you never thought they'd do it to Lovie Smith, right? Because both of those guys had those teams playing hard. I get it. They're bad teams. You ain't have any talent. And the management there in Houston is a mess. But, Rob, after what they did both times with those coaches, Culley and Smith, I can't imagine that they wouldn't give DeMeco Ryans more than 1 year. Not that this was an excuse for Culley and Smith, but they were older guys. DeMeco Ryans is young. He's supposed to be a hot young candidate. And I, like you said, he did play there. I think they'll give him a fair shot. And Rob, to me, if they don't begin showing progress, the next guy to go isn't Ryans. It should be the front off, the GM, the guy making the hires, right? And so that should be how it is. So, look, bottom line, Rob, they've got 11 picks in this draft. One of them's the number two pick. You presume that Chicago with Justin Fields and the number one pick is not taking Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, the two hot young quarterbacks, and they got a few more at that number one spot. So they should get – now, you know, you never know who's going to pan out among the quarterbacks. But, Rob, they should get a guy that is viewed, as those two are, as a franchise quarterback, as a franchise-changing quarterback. So, you know, some of the pieces could be in place there for Ryans to do his thing. And hopefully it'll work out for him. He's done a great job in San Francisco with that defense. We'll see who he brings. I don't know if he's made the hires yet, Rob G, on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, we'll see what he does there, because that's going to be huge. Because, yes, defense obviously is majorly important, but you got to be able to put points on the board. You got to have, you know, a good offense too. And that's going to be critical.
Yeah, I hear you, and as you said, you don't think so, but their franchise just, and the way they do their business, I'm not convinced. I mean, it sounds good, Chris, and it could start out to be that. I'll believe it when I see it. They just have not handled people the right way there and with the Texans. And I'm hoping for the best. I am. I'm hopeful that he'll get a chance. But I'm sure with some of these other coaches who have all, and not just there, you know, like Wilkes got run out of Arizona after a year. It's just a shorter leash, it seems, and I could be wrong, but a shorter leash for black coaches.
Right. I think nowadays there's a shorter leash in general for coaches,
yeah, definitely.
But particularly African Americans. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and that's the issue. Is if you're rebuilding and you got picks, Chris, can you give me 3 years? Just give me 3 years.
Right.
And let me see what I can do, if I could turn this around without just having a knee-jerk reaction.
No,
that's all.
There's no doubt about it. And this is where, Rob, at two, the league behind the scenes, when you see a team is being mismanaged, I mean, look, they have the owners – and they have their team, and they can do what they want. But, Rob, we know the league can make calls and does. And you can make a call and say, look, guys, the way you're doing business right now, your franchise is a mess. I mean, you say it more diplomatically, but what are your intentions with Ryan? I mean, is he going to get a legitimate shot? And he should get a legitimate shot. We are saying that you need to give him a legitimate shot, because if you're letting these coaches go after 1 year, that doesn't speak well of your franchise. All right, keep it locked. 1 hour left. iCouple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.